Mr. Kyle Potthoff, the one and only, is here. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Rich.
Glad to be here. See, I knew it. You know, you were here about, a month ago or so like that, and we said, you got to come back and see us, and here you are.
Here I am. I just couldn't stay away.
I knew it. I knew it.
Absolutely.
Kyle is here to give us all the details of the big day for the opening of the new pool, the McCook Aquatic Park. Here it is.
We were there. As Rich said, we will be opening the new swimming pool, or the McCook Aquatic Center, or aquatic park, as it's called, tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We will be having a ribbon cutting at 12:30, and that will take place at the Upper Shelter House. And we invite all the public and everybody to come out. And then the pool will open at 1 o'clock. We are anticipating a large crowd. Just FYI, there is a capacity of 369 people. It'd be awesome to get to that point. I don't want to turn anybody away, but we will make sure that everybody gets in throughout the day. Just really excited. This is huge for McCook. I've already spoken to some people from out of town that said we will be there. So this isn't just a McCook project. This is a whole region project. So really excited about it.
I know pictures have been posted on your Facebook page, et cetera, social media, and the comments are excited about this.
Absolutely. And when we were first talking about a new pool, this far exceeds my expectations of what I had visioned in my mind as far as what our pool will look like. It exceeds them substantially. So we're so excited. I mean, for McCook to have this type of facility, especially for a community our size, it's phenomenal.
Different features, a lazy river, a diving board, what else?
Yeah, we've got a lazy river. We will have tubes there for people to use. That lazy river, we can control the speed of it. So we may have to make some adjustments throughout the day just to let people know. Then we have two diving boards in the competition pool. It's a 25-meter pool, 6-lane. And there is a basketball hoop as part of that as well, so that'll be fun. Then we have a zero-depth entry area for the little kids with multiple features, spray features, water cannons. And then we have what they call, I don't know if people have been by there, but a large slide. It's called a family slide, so it allows parents and kids to go down the slide together. And then we have the large slides. We have a large plume slide as well as a speed slide. What's that? Oh, and then the lily pad, yes. We added a lily pad towards the end. Actually had a couple of the lifeguards try to go across it yesterday, and it was a little bit of a struggle. So it's not as easy as it looks. So
what's a lily pad?
They're floating devices. They're tethered to the bottom of the pool, okay. But you walk across, and then you've got a rope net up above you that you try to balance on and walk across.
I don't want to do that one. I'll probably hurt something.
I'm with you, Rich. There would have been a time. Would have been a time.
Back in the good old days, I could do it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, no, extremely, extremely excited about this.
I know, Nate, when in the past we were talking about lifeguards. Is that everything cool with that?
I think we're going to be good on lifeguards. We also have actually a total of five pool operators. With a Class A pool, we're required to have a pool operator there at all times as far as when we're open. We'll have four that will be actual lifeguards or pool managers that will be certified. And then we also have one staff member, Tyler Kalinske, who's a pool operator as well. So,
all right. Here we go. And the hours, it's going to be open now from now on.
Yep, we're gonna try to go 1 to 7, 7 days a week until we run out of lifeguards, basically. We may have to reduce those hours once school starts and kids start getting busy with sports and that type of thing, but we're going to try to stay open as long as we can. It may be some weekends, that type of thing, and maybe portions of the pool, just depending on the number of lifeguards.
Is there a charge?
This year there is not. The McCook Community Foundation has stepped up, and they will be providing free admission to the pool this year. So we will still have you sign in, or we will have to document ages and stuff coming in, and they will reimburse the city back. But no, free of charge for anybody that wants to use the pool, whether they're a citizen or not.
I saw a post yesterday. There is some other rules, like you got to shower before you get in the pool. Yes. And everything and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Yep. Those rules are still in play. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hats off to your construction guys.
Oh, my gosh. Carruthers, I can't say enough about good things about them. They've been phenomenal. From day one, even to yesterday, they were scrambling, and we did have our state inspection yesterday, just a couple minor issues, nothing that can't be fixed today. And no, them and Lamper Nearson, our engineer, and W Design, subbed underneath them. I can't say enough good things about it. They busted tail to get this thing open this summer. So
I know Nate kind of talked about last time, probably not this year, but maybe in the next year when you can have like pool parties and birthdays. Probably not this year, but maybe next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's going to be some things that we forgot about or need to address. This is kind of going to be trial and error type of thing the first few weeks. But, no, super excited. I want to give a big thank you out to the citizens of McCook. Without them passing the bond issue, this wouldn't be possible. Quite frankly, we'd probably be without a pool. So thank you to all of them. Thanks to the city council for supporting this project. Thanks to city staff for everything they've done. There's been a lot of stuff done behind the scenes that people don't know about that have been accomplished. And then my staff in the Public Works Department have been phenomenal. We were over there with the mechanical people yesterday learning the system, and it's quite a bit different than what we had before. Mm-hmm. So, again, trial and error, and we'll get through that. But then the pool committee as well, all those members did a great job of getting this thing put together. And so, yeah, very excited and very appreciative of all those people's work.
I have a feeling you're going to have a huge crowd tomorrow.
It's going to be a huge crowd. Yeah. It will be. A couple things. The parking lot will not be accessible, probably won't be accessible this season. We're looking at doing an overlay on that sometime during the off season. And then we will be seeding or sodding the grass around there this fall and putting in a sprinkler system. So we will have some plywood going across from the shelter house to the pool. So we just ask people to use that as they're traveling back and forth. But, yeah, very excited.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much. And if anybody has any questions, they can call the city offices, and we'd be more than happy to help them out.